U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said Saturday that regime change in Syria is one of the United States' priorities, adding that Syrian President Bashar Assad is not the leader Syria needs. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, dudes and Uber babes, the Syrian people, those idiots, have nothing to say about this. It's what Americans want. Now, we can't stop baby killing at abortion clinics down the street from where you're currently listening to this broadcast, but it is of vital importance to the human race that Bashar Assad not be president of Syria any longer. 7,800 miles from where you're listening to this broadcast, this is important business here, okay? And President Trump is awesome at it. In an interview on CNN State of the Union, Haley said that ousting Assad is a priority. It's a highest priority, Larry. It's the highest priority for the United States, as well as defeating the Islamic State and shrinking Iranian influence. Boy, I tell you, we have some highfalutin aspirations, don't we? We don't have honest mayors to run Hooterville in America. But I tell you what, when we set our minds to a regime change, baby, you could just mark it, dude. Haley said, quote, "This is a complicated situation, Mitter idiot citizen. There are no easy answers, and a political solution is going to have to happen. There's not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime." Now, right here we have our first public logical fallacy. Miss Haley, since you don't know the future, you're not a prophet, you cannot possibly say that with certainty that there is no possibility for a political solution. But go ahead and say it and act as though that's holy writ, because Nikki Haley has never been wrong. Nikki Haley has been confirmed USA, USA, American awesome and 100% correct. USDA certified correct. Doesn't get any more correct than that. Especially when the previous six facts are to be considered. All you need to know, this is a great excuse for war. Let's start another one, shall we? Oh, because all our wars in the Mideast work out so wonderfully for the people of whatever country gets the next prize of American exceptionalism headed their way.